Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and today I would like to just go over the importance of HTML and CSS. Now, HTML and CSS is the code behind all websites. It's behind everything that you can read and the design that you see. Now, there is obviously a little bit of extra stuff, things like jQuery to give you the nice sliding images, there's YouTube videos, and there's things like Google Maps, so there is a lot of extra. But it all boils down to HTML and CSS. Now, we do a lot of courses on WordPress. We love it very much. It allows you to get a really professional site up and running very quickly and having a nice content management system to use it. So you can manage your site very, very easily. However, if you don't have experience with HTML and CSS, you don't know why things happen, and that can be really frustrating. So say, for example, you're using something called the WYSIWYG editor or the visual editor in WordPress, and you're using it a bit like Microsoft Word. Then you'll find that sometimes things happen and you don't know why, or you can't move something. And then maybe you click on the HTML tab and you see all this code and you think, what the hell is that? And it gets really, really confusing. That's why we always teach a little bit of HTML and CSS, even with the WordPress courses. Now, say for example you do get a WordPress site, it's very, very rare that you're exactly happy with how it looks. I mean, everybody's got their own ideas of how they want their own website to work. You may have picked a really, really beautiful theme, but as soon as you install it, it's kind of a bit naked and you need to add a few things and change the logo. But what happens if the logo's not in the right place? What if you need some more space? Then that's where you start to need to know the HTML and the CSS. And also with the HTML, it's important to know it so you're not scared of it when you see it. Now, let's say that you wanted to embed a YouTube video into WordPress. Now, there are plugins, but if you don't know that, you need to go into the HTML and copy and paste their embed code. And the embed code you can find on the actual video itself. But still, even that is a little bit of HTML and a little bit of script. And it all looks like gobbledygook if you've got no experience. So that's why I'm saying, if you are using WordPress or thinking of getting into web design, start with HTML and CSS. Now, I really do understand that when you are starting with that, it feels like, wow, I've, you know, learning this brand new language and all I've put is hello world on the screen. How the hell do I make a website? And say if I want an e-commerce site for my company, I mean, knowing H1 and P tags and stuff like that is not going to get you a finished site. But it will allow you to manage the site better. It's horrible when I hear loads of people saying, oh, I have to pay this web designer in the Philippines this amount of money and he's very rarely online. All I wanted to do is change this picture. If you know HTML, CSS, you can do that yourself. And that's something that we feel really passionate about here at Web Courses Bangkok. We really want people to bring life to their own ideas, to manage their websites themselves, because you don't need to be an expert to do it. And it's nice to see people when they kind of go, wow, I didn't realize this was actually so easy. There is a learning curve with HTML, and there's definitely a learning curve with CSS. You find that probably what you'll do is it's about 20% of the learning is HTML, and then once you've done that, most of it is down to cascading style sheets, which is CSS. So the design and the look and stuff like that. Now, that works in different ways and works, and you get used to it, and you eventually get to know why things are happening. Why is this going over here and how to fix it? That just comes with time. So my advice, even if you're using WordPress, if you're using any other sort of content management system that's been made for you, learn HTML, because it will really, really help you manage your site better. Now, we've got a perfect course for you to learn this. It's the beginner's course. It's 4 weeks, and it teaches you everything from planning a website through to Photoshop design and all the way through HTML, CSS to putting your site live. And if you want information on that course, just go to our website, www.webcoursesbangkok.com, and on the middle, you'll see a link directly to the Web Beginners course. And if you want to ask me any questions, you're more than welcome to email me at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Thanks a lot. Bye.